Let's check the numbers in Chicago at the CME Group at this hour. September futures in the wheat pit finished the soft red at 637.5. They're up 7 cents at the end of the day. December at $6.49.5, up 6.75. And next year's July at $6.67.25, up 5.75. September corn futures settled at 481.5 today, 16.75 higher. December at 472.25, settlement price up 17 cents. And the March at $4.84.5 in the corn pit, up 16.25. May futures 492.5, up 16. And July at $4.99, up 16.25. December contract at $5.83, 14.5 cents higher. Beans finished the September at $12.88, up 18.75. November at $12.65.5 for the new crop, 26.5 cents higher in January. 25 cents higher, $12.68. March contract, $12.60, up 20.25. The May at $12.46, 13.25 higher. And July beans up 12 cents at $12.48. Next year's November at $11.90, 0.75 cents higher. Bean meal futures at $409.80, up $1.90. And the bean oil, 78 cents higher at $43.12. Live cattle futures, October contracted $128.10. That's 7.5 cents lower. In the December, $128.87.5, down 12.5 cents. September feeder cattle at $157.75, 37.5 cents lower. In December, lean hogs, or rather October, $87.30. They finished down 85 cents. On the phone line with us for this Thursday is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. So, Dan, I saw this morning that the United States Department of Agriculture, FSA, the Farm Service Agency, released, I think, some numbers, but I'm not sure that they released all of them, and I haven't been in the office because of Agronomy Day here on campus, that dealt with prevent plant. It looked like there was 3.41 million acres of prevent plant, but they were divided only between soybeans and wheat. I didn't see a corn number. I don't know whether this was the reason the market went higher or something else. What did you see?
Well, that was one of the reasons. Yes, the prevent plant numbers, of course, they're not complete. These, I think, are as of July 15th, and there'll be revised data as you go on into, they'll get another one here August 15th that'll be released, and then maybe September 15th. So this is going to continue to change as time goes on, as farmers certify their acres. But the prevent plant numbers, they're hard to interpret and then try to incorporate whether or not they've been counted for in USDA's June survey. And then, of course, USDA did shave off 500,000 bean acres there on Monday's report. So, but just a quick blush glance at them, one could probably say that there's maybe a potential that corn acres could come down a million acres, maybe more. Who knows, that bean acres could come down a half a million, maybe more. We don't know for sure, but I think those numbers did help fuel today's rally. I think today's rally was mostly fueled by the inability of yesterday's collapse in the corn market as the market reacted sharply higher to USDA's crop report, and then yesterday, or Tuesday, the market collapsed, and then Wednesday it was stable, and then today we was able to rebuild on it. There was no downside follow through, and we were able to kind of close sharply higher. The beans, of course, was leading the pack yesterday. They've kind of been the leader all week. They did lose a little bit. But for the week, everything's higher, corn and soybeans. Technically, the bulls have it. The technical action would suggest that the fundamentals, as we go down the road, are going to be more price supportive to corn and soybean prices. So that would kind of indicate to me that maybe crop sizes are going to come down, crop production is going to come down. The market is worried about this, the next 2 weeks here being kind of a dry and warmer type period here. with the late crop needing really a good Corn Belt rain here. Probably a last half August rain is probably more critical today than it ever has been in history because we got such a late crop, and the weather maps indicate that we won't probably get that. And then there's getting a lot of second guessing, I think, on the Illinois crop size. So I think there's a lot of rethinking that, you know, maybe the crop might not be quite as big as what everybody wanted to make it here before the report. And clearly the trade was very, very bearish and geared up for some pretty big numbers.
So we're up, what, a dollar in the last six trading sessions, I think, in November soybeans or something along those lines. Technically, what's changed in that picture for you over those last six trading days?
Well, we're back above the 50 and 100-day moving average, which is we went down below those levels way back in July 24th when we had that hard break right on down into the August 7th, and now we're back above it. I kind of view this little midweek setback that we had from 1240 down to 1213 as a midpoint. Take the midpoint of 1226 and then swing that off of this 1162 low that we made during August 7th, and it says 1290, which would be right at the 200-day moving average. And we had several highs up there. We had kind of a consolidation phase in the 1295, 1297 area on the top side, and the bottom side, it was kind of in the 1250. So I think we're going to go back and try to test those highs that we had in there. If we go through them, then I think the door really opens up then for a good solid test. The 1333 was that high that we had back in May.
All right, and then on the technical side for the corn, what do you see there?
Well, we got an outside weekly reversal up going,
right?
And I respect those enough to say that I think that is clearly a very important low in the marketplace. We'll need some technical confirmation, some strong follow-through next week on it. If we would get that follow-through on it, I think people might, as a technician, I would look back and say, that's it. We're now in a sideways to higher trend as we go on into harvest. And I think beans had their reversal up, weekly reversal up last week. And then, of course, we had strong follow-through here this week. And actually, November beans are in excellent position to close out the month of August with a monthly reversal up. So I think technically the market is set up to turn some heads as we go on into the fall months.
Anything else before I let you go?
No, that's, I think, probably bullish enough. We got a convoy going here, Todd.
Well, march it forward, baby. March it forward.
Go forward.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much. That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon.